Do not argue with the followers of earlier revelation otherwise than in a most kindly manner, unless it be such of them as are bent upon evil-doing. And say, We believe in that which has been bestowed from on high upon us, as well as that which has been bestowed upon you. For our God and your God is one and the same, and it is unto him that we all surrender ourselves. Later in the Islamic empires, Jews would enjoy full religious liberty, and anti-Semitism would not become a Muslim vice until the Arab-Israeli conflict became acute in the mid-20th century. The tragedy of Qurayza may have seemed expedient to the Arabs of Muhammad's time, but it is not acceptable to us today. Nor was it what Muhammad had set out to do. His original aim had been to end the violence of Jahiliyyah, but he was now behaving like an ordinary Arab chieftain. He had felt impelled to go to war in order to achieve a final peace, but the fighting had unleashed a grim and vicious cycle of strike and counter-strike, atrocity and retaliation, which violated essential principles of Islam. As he rode away from the village of Qurayza, towards a city that was still seething with resentment, Muhammad must have realized that he would have to find another way to end the conflict. Somehow he had to abandon this Jahili behavior once and for all and find an entirely different solution.